Auburn Opelika's most trusted voice, Ben Taylor, is on the air.
W-A-N-I. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Pleased to welcome in the WANI Hotline. Senator Tommy Tuberville joins me as, good morning, Coach. You doing all right this morning?
Morning, Ben. Doing pretty good in Auburn today. We got about 5 days off up from D.C. We're I'll be heading all over the state talking about the things going on, but it's good to be back in town for a few days.
Oh, I'm telling you, and it coming off a weekend from a sports standpoint, Auburn getting a win over Vanderbilt in baseball, which hardly ever happens, and then getting the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. So once we get through spring ball and we get this football program straightened out, we're going to be in good hands, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what a year the SEC's had in basketball. And, you know, I was at the baseball game for a while yesterday and left, and it, the Grand Slam beating Vanderbilt's always good in baseball, as we all know. But I tell you what, though, that dang Florida basketball team, they are really, really good shooters. So,
yeah.
And see what happens with them.
Looking forward to it as everybody will do their brackets and all that kind of stuff. Well, staying with the sports theme, as you guys have been rather busy up in Washington. And I would say last time you and I talked about it, we made the joke, but it's not really a joke, where I said, this is always talking about men and women's sports. Nobody's up there arguing about putting women in men's sports. I'm not real sure how that one-sided thing came to fruition, but the left don't seem to really care about that. They just want to make sure men are still playing with women in some of these sports.
Yeah, they've lost their mind, and everybody knows that. And, you know, President Trump, the last, I think the last 2 months, he put about $50 million in advertising before the election. Hey, men and women's sports makes no sense. And his numbers went up, and they said that was one of the big reasons of the runaway on November the 5th. So people don't believe it. Democrats don't believe it. It's just you got politicians that are pandering to very few on the left, and it's going to get them in trouble. They didn't learn anything from November the 5th, but we're going to get it done eventually.
Well, what's funny about that is I saw an excerpt from Newsom out in California with one of the podcast guys. Charlie Kirk had interviewed him, and he asked him about the women and men and women's sports. And Newsom said, "Well, I don't want my daughter playing with men, but I still have to vote that way." What's the tie? I don't understand the loyalty to having to vote that way. What that's all about?
Well, there's about 15 to 20% of the absolute crazies that have taken over their party, and they know if they don't bow down to that group that they will not have a chance to win very many elections. And so just to try to keep all their group together, they've got to allow that far left group to pretty much control four or five of the crazy ideas that they have. Once they start splitting up, I mean, the Republicans and the Americans will run away with this country again, which they should. But I'm telling you, they're fighting back hard. And if you believe that men should participate in women's sports, you've absolutely lost your mind.
Very well said. As move on a little bit, is one thing you're introducing is the Honey Integrity Act. And this is, you know, everybody hears honey, but I mean, this is for domestic farmers as well as foresters, all kinds of producers. I mean, this is something that it's near and dear to you just because of even all of us right here in the state. We all know a farmer. We all know somebody that needs help. So this is, I think that's one reason you got your name on this, correct?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing everything I possibly can to help our farmers because they're in bad, bad trouble in every area. And there's two things I'm going to bring up this month. I brought up the honey bill. Honey bill meaning that, hey, if it's not 100% honey, you ain't selling in this country. Don't call it honey. And what's happening is you got China and some of these other countries in Asia that mix together corn syrup and water and put a little flavoring in it, and they put them in these little bears. Anything that you buy in these little bears is not honey. It is fake honey. And so it's really killing the industry of the honey growers in our state. Mm-hmm. And so we're not going to allow that to happen. The other one is, I'm really standing up. I'm a big catfish guy. Mm-hmm. I love catfish, fried catfish. And you know, they're getting killed in our state. We're going to lose our catfish farmers in this state, in Mississippi and Arkansas. For the past few years, Vietnamese and Cambodians have raised catfish in sewers and just bad areas, and they have flooded our market with 3 billion pounds a year of catfish that's really not catfish. It's a crap fish, and so they're running our catfish farmers out, and we're going to put a stop to it.
You know, speaking of which, and you talk about the Cambodians and that kind of thing. I mean, that was, I think even Newsmax tweeted out something in regards to you and tariffs and how it's just going to become a necessity for some of these folks that are trying to come in here.
Yeah, if we don't do tariffs, we won't get our country back. And we've been cheated for years. President Trump is the only one that's said, okay, we're going to stand up against these people. And the reason President Trump's done it, he doesn't take money from lobbyists and stuff. And so you got a huge lobby group over here in America for some of these other countries that just buy votes from politicians, the bottom line. And we can't allow that to happen. We got to stand up to them. And President Trump is going to even the trade up. He's going, April the 2nd is going to be a big day. That's when every tariff that we have is going to be the same tariff that other countries have. Think about this. Europe does not buy one American-made car. Not one. We buy all the cars from Europe, you know, Volkswagens and Lamborghinis and Mercedes, but they don't buy any of ours because the tax is so high. So at the end of the day, President Trump's going to get it balanced up, and he's taking a big hit from the lobbyists and the people taking money from lobbyists, but President Trump doesn't care. That's the reason he's going to be a successful president.
Well, we mentioned President Trump's name, and that's one thing that you and I talked about right before we came on, and he's been super busy. I mean, there's been, you know, made the joke taking care of business fast, but, you know, when you've only got 4 years, and let's call it what it is, it's not a full 4 years. You really, by the time you get in there and you play cleanup, and then you try to get things set up before you get out of there, you're looking at more like three and a half years of work, but he seems to be packing in as much as possible in order to try to right the ship at this point.
Man, it's the only chance we got. It's the only chance the American people have of getting their country back that we've had in the last 249 years. Basically, at the end of the day, he's got 2 years. He's got 2 years to get it done. If we were to happen to lose a few seats in the House, all it will be is just protecting what we've done. And it looks like that's what's going to happen if we don't have some of the people on our side stand up and say enough's enough, instead of go along with all these lobbyists. Lobbyists run the country, and all this money coming from entities that say we need you to vote for Big Pharma or whatever. But again, right now President Trump's on the warpath, and he's doing what's right for the American people. And if you saw last night, he just basically said that one federal judge somewhere tried to block sending 251 terrorists, just criminals on the street that we caught sending back, and he tried to block it. And President Trump says, well, they're already gone. Maybe next time. So he's standing up for the American people.
Senator Tommy Tuberville with me on the WANA hotline as we're talking about what's going on in Washington, down here in Alabama for a while, making the rounds as well with a few days off. Speaking of which, yesterday, talk about being on the warpath as it was released. I'm not on Truth Social, but I did see a screenshot as he talked about the pardons that Sleepy Joe Biden gave to the Unselected Committee of Political Thugs. Many others hereby declared void, vacant, and no further in force or effect. And that's the reason, you know, you keep hearing about the fake signatures. And is that something that I guess people just started kind of investigating and wondering how all this stuff got signed really quick, especially with the cognitive issues. And then they kind of figured out, well, it wasn't necessarily him signing them.
Yeah, what happened is they got all the signatures and they started comparing them. And there was almost every signature is perfect, you know, and you can sign your signature. I've signed a million of them, but they're not all going to look alike. I mean, these were done on a machine, and it's not supposed to be done that way. And President Trump, and I think even the Supreme Court will stand up for that, is not valid if the president doesn't sign them himself, because anybody could sign it if you allowed that to happen. Mm. So at the end of the day, it'll go to the Supreme Court. We'll see what happens.
Well, when you guys get started after these few days of traveling around and getting back up to Washington, what seems to be tops on the agenda as far as some things that need to be accomplished? As you said, got to work fast during this short presidency, I guess.
Yeah, if we don't get this tax bill done and get the President Trump of 2017 tax cuts back, you know, where it's, I think it's 10 years for 10 years. We don't get that done. Next year, we'll have the biggest tax hike in the history of the country, which is $4 trillion. American taxpayers will have to pay it. And so we got to get back in there, and we've got to get it. It's called reconciliation, and get that done, along with funding the border, funding our military. But as you could tell, a lot of things going on. You know, President Trump bombed Yemen this past weekend, which Yemen is one of the most dangerous places and going right now because of the money that's been funneled them from China and Iran. President Trump had enough of it when they bombed one of our ships out in the Red Sea. So he dropped them a couple of thank you notes, you know, this weekend. And that could blow up. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we've got to protect what we got. We can't allow them to try to control the Red Sea. But, you know, tax cuts and defend our country, that's going to be one of the big things, Ben.
Is this something that is new to some people in Washington, somebody that's come in and started keeping promises? I mean, we see the immigration issue, how it's just completely, you know, you mentioned the two plane rides back, but not to mention you hear all these border reports and how the numbers are going down and how he's getting help from people that before didn't really want to help, but now they are. Is it kind of a welcome change to some people in Washington to see somebody that's coming in and keeping some promises that were made?
You know, it's welcome change, but he's pretty much a handful of us are on his side, even Republicans. You know, again, our country's controlled by lobbyists. We got to do something about all this money that politicians can take from lobbyists because they're buying votes. And so President Trump has to fight both sides when it comes to that. Then he's got to fight that. So, I mean, it's a situation that we let totally get out of hand. When it comes to people running for races, and, you know, we need term limits. We need people to go up there and do their job and then go home. It shouldn't be a full-time, you know, forever job, which for a lot of people is. Mm. And I can't imagine wanting to go up there and spend 40 years. We know Chuck Grassley, a good friend of mine, he's 91 years old. He's been up there since the 80s. Can you believe that?
Mm. Wow. Yeah, well, yeah. Our previous president had been in Washington quite a while himself, and it showed towards the end of his term.
Yeah, no, he made a living off of the American taxpayers in more ways than one, and everybody knows it, but nobody says anything. And why does nobody ever really go after somebody that they know that they're crooked? Because a lot of them are crooked, and so that's the reason right now they're fighting President Trump so hard, because President Trump doesn't care. You know, mm-hmm. He'd only been to Washington one time before he ran for election the first time. One time. Mm. And he told them all. He says, hey, all y'all mad at me, and I used to give y'all money.
Mm-hmm.
He said, y'all are on the tape. he doesn't really care. But again, we got to get our education back in this country, man. We got to get our infrastructure, education, and we got to cut the fraud and the spending. You know, last year, the American taxpayer was defrauded $600 billion. Now, I'm talking about the tax money that they sent up. We bring in close to $5 trillion a year, and almost a trillion of it is stolen and defrauded from the, you know, from people. And that's what President Trump's doing right now. He is saying, uh-uh, there's no more stealing, no more fraud. We're going to find out where it's going. We're going to put people in jail. And the Democrats are screaming because they think it's their money. Because that's how they live, off the taxpayers' money, being able to spend it and buy votes. And so at the end of the day, President Trump, I'm worried about it. I really worried about his safety, you know, because he's got all the people overseas stirred up. And these people are nuts, you know, the terrorists that are over here that Biden's let in. And he's got a great group around him trying to protect him. But, you know, I just worry for his safety as we all should, pray for that, you know, that something like happened in Butler, Pennsylvania don't happen again, because he's very lucky on that one.
Mm. Yeah, that is something that I don't think it gets talked about quite enough. It's almost like it's become forgotten. However, now that he's in office, we may be seeing some more proof be brought to the American public before it's all said and done with. Now, Coach, before I let you go, there's a lot of people around here that keep asking, when you're down here in Alabama, are you going to be doing any campaigning? And everybody keeps asking about your future in politics. can we break any news here this morning or no?
My future in politics wasn't going to be forever anyway. You know, I wanted right. to get back and to the state and to our country. And I tell you what, I've learned a lot about, you know, politics. And you and I have been talking now for about 10 minutes. I mean, it's some's great, some's not so good.
Right.
And I've seen it all. You know, I'll sit down before the next election, probably next couple months, and me and my family, and figure out, can I help more? By getting out of it? Can I help more by staying in D.C.? Or can I help more by running for governor? And, you know, I hadn't really made my mind up. You know, but again, I just want to help. I mean, I'm not doing this for any ego, because most of this is ego for most people, because it's something that they think they can get their name out there and be on television. I've been there, done that. You know that. I've done it for about 40 years. And so, if I do this, I'm gonna do it for the right reasons, and I'll make my mind up here soon. But it is a hard job, I'll tell you that, and it's hard putting up this nonsense that you have to go through too. But I've fought nonsense all my life, and I just want to help as much as I can. If I can help, I'll do whatever. So we'll figure it out, Ben, down the road here, and you know, people who stay in Alabama might want me to go fishing and play golf. We'll see.
Well, from what I hear, your decision may be made up, because I hear congratulations goes out to your new grandpa, and you got a new granddaughter that is not only a resident here locally in Auburn, but going to probably be taking up some of your time here pretty soon.
Oh yeah, there's nothing like a grandchild. And that's my first one, and you know, Tucker and his wife had a little girl about 3 weeks ago, and that's a lot of fun. And you know, it's a different life when you have kids and grandkids. So, but I'm just glad it's getting close to springtime, and I'm here in Auburn today and looking out, and sun's shining, and the dogwoods are blooming, getting ready to turkey on a few days here in the next couple of months, and start catching some crappie. And you know, it's a great time of the year.
Did Tucker tell you what they plan on calling you? Have you got a name yet? Are you granddad? Are you grandpa? Are you pop? Have they come up with that yet?
Yep, come up with it. My name's going to be Coach.
I love it. I absolutely love it. That's a good way to end it, coaches. I greatly appreciate your time. Tell Hannah and Camille that I appreciate them helping set this thing up. As always, you know, we love having you on from time to time.
All right, great week. Let's pull for the Auburn Tigers. Here they come.
You got it. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
See you.
All right. Coach Tommy Tuberville, Senator Tommy Tuberville, as you heard him say, but around the house, affectionately known as Coach, according to the new granddaughter. That's what she's going to be knowing him as. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Back more, and we'll wrap things up momentarily.
Auburn Opelika. This morning, news talk, WAN.